Well, hello and welcome to the Faith Walk Show. Thank you for tuning in once again. I hope you will tune back in next week, same time, that is every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to hear inspiring scriptures that will encourage you and help you learn how to grow your faith. If you are listening in for the first time, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Again, I am here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. teaching on ways to develop and grow your faith. Also, I hope you will join me and help me spread the good news of Jesus Christ and invite your family, friends, and associates to join you next week right here again. Listen in to the Faith Walk Show. That's every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Today I have some great scriptures I want to share and teach on. I will be teaching on how to stay spiritually connected to God. I pray these scriptures will enlighten you to help you grow in your faith, but also in love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all those things that free you. I hope today these scriptures will enlighten you to help you grow in your faith to be free in every aspect of your life. So yes, today I will be teaching on how to stay spiritually connected to God, but also staying spiritually connected to God is to live in love, joy, hope, peace, and forgiveness, which gives your eyes the faith to know, not to feel or to hear, but to give your eyes faith to know that all things are possible to those who love and obey God through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Scriptures. Amen. Also, it's good to know without your faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, without love, joy, peace, things will fester into you living in unforgiveness. And what does the Bible tell us about that? Well, I'll tell you in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 15, it tells us this. For if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you your trespasses. And trespasses means a violation of moral or social ethics. Now, in saying that, this brings me to share the title of the message today. And the title of the message today is Breaking Through. And to give a little spoiler alert, breaking through those barriers called the panic button and freaking out. So by the end of the show today, I hope you will find something encouraging in these scriptures to not panic and not freak out and apply the Word of God to your life so that you can have a breakthrough moment. You got it? Again, the title of the message today is Breaking Through. Scripture of the day I will teach on comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 12 and 13. But before I get started this morning, remember, whatever you are holding against someone else, I have three words for you. Let it go. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, there's a but, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And as I said a few minutes ago, trespasses means a violation of moral or social ethics. So again, I say, remember whatever you are holding against someone else, these three words you got to live by, let it go. Don't be in violation of that can keep you out of heaven, right? And again, that thing is called forgiveness. I have to throw that in right at the top of the show here, because no matter what you do in your life, if you don't forgive, and you are looking for a breakthrough, if you don't forgive, then guess what? God won't forgive you. And if He doesn't forgive you, you will be sitting and waiting for your breakthrough as long as it takes for you to surrender to forgiveness in order to love and have peace and have joy. Make sense? I know I only have a short time here this morning, but just let me say this really quick before I move on. I've taught previously that living in unforgiveness leads to years of bondage. Because living in past moments and reliving past situations keeps your mindset in the past, and most people live in their mind, right? So you have thoughts that ultimately cause you to act one way or another. You follow me? So in my opinion here, the best way to avoid the G for the God violation is to forgive. And when you forgive your brother and sister in Christ, maybe even a complete stranger, love becomes available to you. Yes, love becomes available to you. It's always knocking at the door, but you have to be open to receiving it, which helps free you to have better thoughts and godly actions. You got it? So as I move on into the main message focus and scriptures of the day, here is a thought for you that kind of sets up my message today. Are you ready? I have found that most Christians don't read their Bibles. I know that sounds impossible, but it is. I have found that most Christian folks don't read their Bibles, which caused them to be a one-surface Christian, I call it. Let me explain what I mean by a one-surface Christian. So here it is. You know God, you pray to God, you believe in all the God possibilities, but at the first sign of some kind of controversy in your life, there is no spiritual depth to catch a hold of. There is no faith stored away for a rainy day. You become powerless in your own life. So absolutely nothing is kicking in to help you overcome that moment. Why? Because your faith was not nurtured, so you're kind of hanging on by a thread. That's right, your faith was not nurtured, so you're kind of hanging on to God as you know Him. And in some cases, that's not very well. So the key here is to not just be a one-surface Christian. Learn to develop thick skin, folks. Yes, learn to develop some spiritual grit about you. It's like a spiritual backbone, you know? Courage. And I say this because I see how the young, the old, the misinformed become desperate in those uncertain moments where they can't see their way out of their problems. So they push the panic button. I'm sorry to say, and I hope I don't offend anyone this morning, but today's young people normally fit within my analogy of the one-surface Christian, among other mindsets too. But today's young people, I have found most likely fit within my analogy of the one-surface Christian. And I'll tell you why. Let me explain. This week, after ministering to a few young adults, I am convinced that they are somewhat clueless when it comes to overcoming hardship. And I don't mean that in a mean way. Truly, I don't. But I do find that they are clueless when it comes to overcoming hardship. Now, it's not entirely their fault. And let me say this. What I mean by clueless, there is not much critical thinking going on today with this generation. So my thoughts are this. The adversary has done his job well. Wouldn't you agree? When it comes to camouflage of the Word of God, in place of utilizing their faith, in place of things that keep their focus on what makes them look good, to each other, whether it's social media, selfies, clothes, technology, the adversary, the devil, camouflages all these things to keep them disconnected from the God reality. Therefore, they shut out most things that have to do with preparation, wisdom, and understanding of real world problems, real day-to-day issues that has plagued our society today. So when the rough gets going, they get emotional on us. They freak out. Why? Because they are a one-surface Christian. And a one-surface Christian means you are out of gas. Your vehicle has come to a stop. You cannot move from its current position unless it receives what it needs to move it to the next place or situation. So what happens when you run out of gas? You know what happens? You go nowhere. All you can do is freak out and get mad at the situation. Because you have no solution or plan B or C in place to get you through that situation. Also, here's another thought. When you are a one-surface person, you don't have much depth, which means complexity and profundity of thought. Also, profundity means deep insight, great depth of knowledge or thought. So, when you don't have the time to grow your faith, find out what is pleasing to God, and then do those things, you prolong your breakthrough, and plan B, C, D is nowhere around. There's no backup plan. So when the young people only focus on their efforts on growing their friendship base on social media and taking selfies to promote an unrealistic lifestyle, it puts them in the one-surface mindset. Because after all is said and done, it all boils down to living in a certain mindset. Just because you think it, it doesn't make it real. Possibly entertaining for a reason and a season for a period of time, but it doesn't make it real. So when their problems arise, and I'm still talking about the young adults today, when their problems arise, the panic button tells them that their life is over. There is nothing else to live for. My parents don't understand me. My extended family mentors don't get me. No one gets what I'm trying to say. No one gets me. It's complicated. That's what I hear all the time. It's complicated. And I say to that, at times we can complicate things more by turning a blind eye, not seeing things for what they are in your life, and just allow things to remain on the surface, never truly working on themselves. And this message today, folks, is not to judge, but to enlighten all people. Whether you are young, old, anyone can be a one-surface Christian. So in mentioning that this morning, I just wanted to use the young adult generation to make the point to understand of how things and situations can keep you disconnected from the good life that God wants you to have. So moving on, again, the title of the message today is Breaking Through. Scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And I want to talk about that right now. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13 states, "Therefore, let him think who stands, take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." And I'll read that again. "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." Verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So by breaking through today, breaking through those chains that keep you stuck in a mindset, stuck in your very own reality called a one-surface Christian, stuck in your mind, unable to give your all to building a stronger will, to live with conviction, to live with power, to break through those barriers with your faith. You follow me? Let me stop really quick before I move on. For those who may be just tuning into the show today, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Again, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. The show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And if you are just tuning in, the title of the message today is Breaking Through. So I ask you that are just tuning in, are you breaking through hardship today? Overcoming difficulties in your life? Again, Scripture tells us that I've been teaching on this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. It states, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." Now, to take heed, lest he falls, I take to mean be mindful, pay attention to the warning signs, or you will fall. And the fall I take to mean fall off of your personal walk with God. Again, verse 12, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." So if you think you stand, be careful. Yes, be careful that you don't get ahead of yourself. Again, verse 12, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." In other words, be mindful of where you are. Do those things and say those things and live those things that keep you connected spiritually to the Word of God. You got it? Now, verse 13, let me talk about real quick. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So in short, the Scripture is telling us, folks, there are temptations that you will be faced with. It is the way of life, and some will overtake you and are common to you. But the Scripture says, "But God is faithful and will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So here it is. So therefore, when the adversary, the devil, who was instrumental in keeping you spiritually disconnected, invites you into a lifestyle that only keeps you looking good with the latest trends and gimmicks, that one surface Christian, you fall right into place. So in saying that, there is no wonder why you may also find yourself on the surface, never quite breaking through, never quite able to deal with pressing things and situations. So You become a one-dimensional, one-surface, no depth, no control, no courage Christian. Well, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Breaking Through. Just wanted to take a few minutes to give you a little background on the Faith Walk Radio Show. Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome fear, depression, and anxiety using faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week right here. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your faith walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me all about it. Yes, I would love to select one faith walk inspirational story a month to share right here on this very show. To encourage others to know, where there is a will, God can make a way. So to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Again, I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story a month to read on this very show to encourage and help others know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today on Breaking Through.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break, talking about breaking through negative barriers today, using your faith, wisdom, and understanding to interpret the Bible, to apply it to your everyday life, to avoid becoming just a one-surface Christian, folks. And as I have shared my opinion of this today, I'll say it again, but for those who may be just tuning in, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. The title of the message today is Breaking Through. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And again, I have been talking about breaking through barriers today. Breaking through negative barriers today, using your faith, wisdom, and understanding to interpret the Word of God and then apply it to your life. And by doing this, you avoid becoming just a one-surface Christian I've been talking about all morning. And a one-surface Christian means not planting and then nurturing your faith, your gifts, your talent in God's soil. And that God's soil is the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. The soil, what you plant on, what you live on, what you hang, the soil that you hang all of your worries in this world is the word of God. So not planting and then nurturing your faith, your gifts, your talents in the good soil, that God's soil, which is the uncompromising word of God, the blueprint that shows us how to maintain a peaceful and productive life. And for those of us who plant, know that soil makes things grow. So on what foundation have you planted your life, folks? Are you planting on the surface just enough, or on the Word of God? Only you can answer that. And I hope you do over the next week. Ask yourself every day, am I planting on the surface? Am I that one-dimensional, one-surface, no depth, no control, no courage, Christ follower? Or have I planted and nurtured my life on the Word of God? Folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. In this day and time, we have countries at war with each other, families torn apart at war with each other, right down to the everyday people we meet on the street, at the grocery store, the barber shop, at the park, a restaurant, finding it hard to get along with each other just for a few minutes. So I ask you today, is your spirit weak and yet you still love? Are your thoughts racing, but yet you still remember God's words? Is your voice full of regret, but yet you still sing on? Is your heart broken in a million pieces, but yet you still love anyway? So take this thought with you wherever you go. A breakthrough is this, a moment in time where your reality meets God, where your reality is faced with the God truth. When your reality is overtaken and thrown into the back of the line to a place where everyone takes a ticket, and that ticket has a number on it, and that ticket has your name on it, and that very ticket has your fate, F-A-T-E, on it. And that ticket sums up all of your actions or lack of actions over the course of your life. So tell me, will you be the one waiting to be called? Will you be that one waiting to hear those words, "Well done, my faithful servant, you may enter into the kingdom of God"? Because at the end of the day, folks, to get caught up in a fake reality keeps you disconnected from God's reality. And that is eternal life after this one. Folks, I've had a great time ministering the Word of God. One last thought. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. Nothing can change.